Welcome to the Power to Heal podcast. This is season 3, episode 8, talking about the emotional and mental roots behind insomnia. I'm Sonia Lin. I am a life coach, a energy healing practitioner, breathwork facilitator, CBD advocate, and a spiritual wedding officiant. There are lots of things I love to do. And when you follow your heart and your soul and take that leap into what you love, you can transform and create your life with your heart and soul's purpose. And I am excited to talk to you about the emotions behind insomnia. I was creating a post and learning about the percentage, the high percentage of people that have poor sleep, and it's just so essential as I'm learning more about our endocannabinoid system and the CBD, and just so excited about sharing this with you and the sleep improvement that I've received since I had started this product, and what other people are experiencing as well. And I thought I slept great, but now it takes it to a whole new level. And sleep is so essential. I remember when I was always worrying about everything. I was addicted to being worried, and I felt out of control, and I didn't feel safe, and I was trying to control things that were outside of my control. And then, of course, there was depression with that. There was anxiety. There's insomnia. And so I want to talk about beyond the physical and what we can't control, and going back into the emotional and mental root, behind these symptoms. So, you know, we can focus on the symptom and the problem, but we want to also get to the emotional root, because CBD is a tool. You know, it's another part of our health and wellness, but it takes transforming and creating new lifestyles as well. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, which product for, you know, weight loss or for, ending, you know, smoking addiction, or, you know, insomnia, all different things, you know, physical pain. And yes, there is great relief, absolutely. But it takes changing the values into health and wellness and vitality, really valuing and shifting into conscious choices and value system away from the fear-based ones or the have-tos that we were born into from, old social norms, to rewire. So it also is internal as well as external. So we can get that, you know, the CBD and into our system. And there's also doing the work as well for ourselves. And, you know, these pearls, these golden nuggets, or these messages, or the gifts that I'm trying to say in the different physical and emotional pains that we have, sure, they don't feel like it at the time, right? They turn us upside down. They rip us inside out. But they get us out of our comfort zone to seek and realize that what we knew or where we were wasn't comfortable at all in those fears. So it really breaks us open and creates a crack to open up, to get our heart to open up more and really transcend and shift from the ego, from our fears, into more faith and trust and our heart, in these higher states of consciousness that allow our body to heal. So getting into the insomnia specifically, you know, that ties in with, you know, apnea, anxiety, depression, you know, all different areas. But I want to talk about, you know, the sleep problems with insomnia, and behind it, that there's a lot of unresolved issues that maybe having you feel, you know, if this is specific to you or someone you know, unsure of how to approach and deal with, right? All of a sudden there's change, there's uncertainty, there's these problems, there's challenges coming up, these new situations and experiences. And often you don't know how to take control of your life, right? Feeling out of control, not feeling safe because what was once certain has now shifted and it's challenging you to get out of the comfort zone. This safety, this comfort, whatever was there is no longer there. It can feel like the floor is just, you know, dropping out from underneath you. So there can be the dwelling on issues for long periods of time without being proactive about it. So here there's opportunities for growth to find the solutions and really shifting and, these fears that are maybe being exacerbated or traumas that are being triggered for you to then be proactive about it, right? Letting go of the control of what you can't control. Surrendering, that's the opposite of control, and focusing on taking action on what it is that you can, right? That anxiety is a message for you from these unresolved issues for what it is that needs to be figured out. What is it that it's teaching you? What is this experience? What is this lesson here? So it's just lacking the proper tools and understanding towards something or a situation, not trusting that you have that ability within you, that there's support greater than what you may have in your belief system. And it's really challenging that. So if you're feeling, in depressed or despair that you don't have that power to create change, it's just that you forget these areas are available to you. And I remember for myself, but you just can't see them, right? You only know what you know, and you can only operate from your highest state of consciousness that you know. So you may be facing circumstances in your life that, again, they're really challenging your beliefs and your capacity to cope with the emotions that are coming up. And that's what conflict, crisis, midlife, uncertainty, change, divorce, loss of a job or not feeling fulfilled and wanting to, do a career transition or feeling like you're not ready to be pushed. Something's, pushing you out of something, but you don't feel like you've had that safety created yet. So there's the lack of the coping mechanisms, and these emotions are surfacing, feeling out of control, right? So not understanding why you feel the way you do and struggling to find your value. Maybe there's, conflicts. There's a conflict which can show up in your spine or your lower back if it's financial challenges or conflicts. So it can create this internal conflict in this situation. And fear-based is, feeling like you have to, going away from your values versus consciously from a higher vibration, trusting and choosing, following your heart and that trust within yourself that it's safe to follow your values, that the support will be there. You don't have to know the how, but really deepening your breath in this time, right? And so when you slow down your breath and you inhale and exhale much deeper, you're letting your self body, you're letting your body know that it's safe, right? That it's not a life or death threat at this situation, that you are safe and that it's okay. It is safe to create. It is safe to be within your values. It is safe to just be and safe to slow down, to take some time to go within, to see what that next action step is for yourself. So there can be anger with someone. It could be due to an accident. You weren't able to process and let go of it, right? This control versus surrendering and letting go. So possibly being treated in an unfair way throughout your past at some point and still trying to make sense of it all. So there can be stubbornness that can sabotage your understanding of the matter, right? This rigidity, this control, this fear from moving forward in a situation. So there's this resistance to change that sabotages. So it's, not yet embracing the excitement of the unknown and the opportunities and solutions that are there, but really trying to hang on to the past and that fear, that anxiety that comes up when you don't have that internal faith and trust or external yet in, just forgetting that you have access to that, to be able to listen to yourself and trust the intuition, because you're looking to, see, and there's that unknown, there's that space there. So you don't trust yet what you can't see. And then that comes to dominating and controlling your environment to feel safe, which is the lowest emotional and spiritual level of awareness. And not to judge it, we're in a continuum. We want to just see when we're stuck there. So, not trusting yourself or not trusting other people. So there's a lot of different directions that come up. There can be situations of prolonged labor in the past. There can be, mercury poisoning. There all different situations to dive into, that there's past traumas through, ancestors again that didn't start with you. So if you start to explore, right, the chattering in your head, that negative talk track, the, endless conversations with others, or the chattering in your head of complaining. So there can be this complaining of this, this voice, constant, like I said, conversation with others. Want to explore boundary issues and explore what it is that you really need to say. What conversations in your life still need to take place with others or for yourself? What is it that you need to hear and you haven't heard? What would happen if you just allowed yourself, like I said, to be still and to feel safe now, rather than sabotaging and knowing that right now all is well, and trusting yourself that you can handle whatever arises. So we don't go looking for these changes in life, but they, it can feel like they're really happening to us, but they're happening for us. And the more we resist and fight it, the longer we prolong that, the insomnia, the anxiety. And, I heard someone just this week say to me, the anxiety, well, it was just, hereditary, it was passed down. And there's this old social norm, right, that we can just accept, oh, well, our limits are because of our age, or because, my parent had this, or our grandparents had this. No, you have the power to break the cycle and not accept and tolerate those old limiting beliefs, those old social norms, that you have greater power within yourself. To this may not have started with you, but it is your responsibility to break that cycle and to break free from that. So really exploring, what it is that is causing you to feel anxious and restless, on guard. Experience a childhood where moods and actions were very unpredictable, making it dangerous and unsafe to be relaxed and off guard, feeling like you always have to be on this high alert. Exploring this during ancestry line, there could be war trauma, abuse, unexpected verbal, physical force, control with others. So there's a lot to really explore and underneath this. So, it takes more than just having a prescription, because that's taking the edge off. And a, prescription drug, then you can create other problems, right? It can create other side effects and things like that. So you have the power to go into the natural route, to go beyond the prescriptions, to go beyond the physical, and go within, to really start to dive in on what it is that you can do, because you don't need to tolerate. You don't need to tolerate that. There's messages there screaming at you. So if the insomnia, the anxiety, you know, it's really severe and intense, or even just there at all, it's a message for you to check in and explore. So we're about at 15 minutes, so there's a lot of other areas to explore on what really feel threatened by, you know, what would happen if you stopped thinking this way, on, you know, what it is trying to avoid, and really just explore, you know, maybe there was traumas during nighttime in the past. So, you know, what's going on now can be triggering past things, surfacing, pushing buttons, triggering, you know, if there's guilt arising or shame, but it's a post I had that Marianne Williamson, I don't have it in front of me, was talks about, but really, you know, the greatest fear is shining our light and being, stepping into our full potentials. And that's really, it's not the darkness, the darkness and the negative emotions. We're wired to be more comfortable there. What we want to do is spend more time in the joy and let go of the addictive behaviors and the self-sabotage and the old programming that, you know, when things are going great, of bringing us back down, feeling like it's not safe and being stuck in these lower emotions that get in the way of sleep, that create illness, that create depression, anxiety, and disease and a breakdown in our bodies and relationships. So, you know, coming back to your breath, slowing it down, deep control in intentional breaths that are deep and slow, reminding yourself that you are safe, that all is well. So I'm going to end with a couple events. I'm going to post them here. So I don't know if you came across this podcast from my private Facebook group that I've changed the name. It was Living a Broken, now it's Live on Purpose. So I'll put the link there if you're hearing this from iHeartRadio or another platform and you would like to join in and hear more of different events that are coming up. I will put that link there. And also, the next live in-person breathwork class. So I have my community online classes, the first Sunday of the month and the third Tuesday, and those can be found at sonialynn.com/breathwork. But I will add the link, I'm excited to, on March 13th, in person at Soul Yoga Studio in Bedford, New Hampshire. So that link will be there, and you can also access it through their website and look on the calendar for March 13th and sign up. And it's 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. to release. We've got to break through. You've got to allow yourself to heal and to get back into these, back to balance, right? And access these higher states of consciousness that are beyond the fear base, to make the best decisions for yourself, because our, you know, decisions based from fear, all these decisions I made from fear in the past, they were sabotaging me. They did not support me and serve me at all. But when you shift and you're aware and very intentional that you're making conscious-based decisions, the magic will happen. The support is there and doors open. I'll also put the link. I'm having an event Thursday, the 24th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is a CBD info session. So I'm going to go through a slideshow, really talk about and answer questions about this organic CBD, the benefits, different testimonials that people are experiencing from sleeping better, from less physical pain, from hair growth and improved skin, hydration, elasticity. There's collagen products. There's hemp products for pets, and just a lot of different benefits from getting the CBD into your system, into homeostasis, and knowing what is in. There's so much of it out there. You want to know exactly what is in there. And, you know, we'll talk about this organic product and what it can do for you based on what your challenges are emotionally, physically, you know, what your health challenges are and what would be best for you if you're experiencing headaches, or, you know, wanting to have better mental clarity and focus. So I will put the link there, and there's, you know, $10 off to try that with money back guarantee. And also I will put the link for my next group coaching of shifting, right, transcending from your fears into your consciousness that is there, that you've just forgotten because past traumas are coming back, because you can only see from your highest state of consciousness. And it doesn't have to take you, decades or years. You can reduce the time in a short time to shift from the struggles to be able to get from where you are to where you want to be. But it takes doing the work and showing up and investing in yourself. So this is going to be a one-time price. There's going to be the link for the application to learn more, to see if you're a good fit for the next group coaching Live on Purpose development system that just, again, is going to shift you into these negative emotions that are holding you back and sabotaging you into your powerful healing energies, to see what it is that you can't see. See your strengths, see your blind spots, and experience for yourself what it is like to thrive and to truly feel alive for greater health, wisdom, happiness, wealth, and purpose. When you really can tap into feeling fulfilled and have your needs met in a healthy way, to live on purpose through your heart and your soul's intention and follow that, then so many illnesses and challenges fall away when you are living on purpose and living with intention, because there is purpose in everything. And you just want to be mindful and doing things intentionally, consciously, rather than fear-based, that it is safe to break the social norm that you're a human doing and a physical body and transcend into seeking what the emotional, the mental root is behind, and tapping into your spiritual self. So that shift from the ego, from the mind that, you know, is full of fear, and following your heart, that's the greatest journey. And that's where you tap into your true power. That's where you tap into your inner healing system for yourself that gets to the heart of whatever emotional and physical life challenges you're facing that change will bring up in you. So I hope that is helpful with looking beyond not tolerating an insomnia, anxiety, depression, feeling stuck, and knowing that you have the power. You are the hero on your healing journey. So when you're ready to invest in yourself, whether you're, you know, it's more healing right now, and you look into my Living Unbroken Trauma and Healing-Based Personal Development process that dives into these past traumas and getting to the heart of the matter, or you're ready to shift and elevate your life through that coaching program, through that development process, to live on purpose and to feel, you know, like if you feel like something is missing and really just feeling stuck on what is that next, you're, you know, in some change or transition in your life and just it's full of uncertainty, or you are already feeling passionate about something, but there's something that's keeping you up at night and you're tossing and turning about it, and you're ready to take that to the next level, to really take your passions to your purpose for greater fulfillment, then that is another opportunity for you to check out and apply, and we can connect, hear about all the bonuses, this one-time special pricing, and when that group coaching is going to begin. In love and light, namaste.